Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Sun Tzu said, "Opportunities are multiplied as they are seized." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who is multiplying her opportunities. Today's Playmaker has spent the majority of her career with her current company, moving up to CEO. With us today is that CEO who has diversified her financial services business. This great Playmaker is Teresa Gast. Teresa is CEO of Prevus Financial. Now, Teresa is a certified public accountant, an investment advisor representative, and CEO of Kane Waters & Associates and Prevus Financial. Teresa originally spent 3 years at KPMG, working with multinational corporations, partnerships, and the individuals running those firms. Teresa joined Kane Waters & Associates as an associate planner in 1998. She began her own client base in 2001 and has since assisted over 100 clients with her financial planning goals. Teresa became a partner of the firm in 2008. In 2017, she was named CEO of CWA. Her primary goal was to build alternative business lines to diversify risk. She is doing this through her new company, Prevus Financial. We're going to talk about that. Teresa, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
Now, you received your BS and your MS in accounting from Kansas State. How does a wildcat get to Texas?
That's an interesting question. Yes, I started at KPMG in Kansas City and got married about 2.5 years into it. And my now ex-husband got his first job in Dallas. So we moved here in 1997, and I'll be here forever.
You got here in 97. You joined Kane Waters & Associates in 1998. You now are developing a company to diversify financial services. Tell us what Prevus Financial is all about.
Yeah, we've been doing the dental industry for over 30 years now. And in doing so, what I've realized along the way is while dentistry, we have a great niche, I wanted to expand beyond that. And in order to do that, I felt it was necessary to start Prevus Financial. And the goal of Prevus is to target high net worth individuals, C-level executives that need help in that area.
Let's talk back to joining Kane Waters & Associates. You left KPMG in Kansas City, came here. Did you find Kane Waters? Did they find you?
They actually found me. Two of my partners now, we also work together at KPMG in Kansas City.
Is there anything specific you're going to do with them that's different than the competition? Because this is not an easy field to get into initially. You're dealing with people that have probably had relationships with other people. Are there anything specific you're going to do that's different with these new clients?
Yes, I think the biggest thing that people are lacking right now is tax planning. This is an industry, in my opinion, where so many people are going with the accountant that they've had for years who looks at the tax return, and with accounting, it's very different. What they're looking at the tax return, seeing if the tax return was similar to last year, and if it is, they're just shooting the tax return out. So instead, what we're doing is taking the tax return, looking at the numbers, and seeing if we can move the numbers around to create a better answer for the client. So the primary place we start with clients is just looking at the tax return to see what opportunities exist there, and then we expand from that point.
What I just heard you say then is you're going to do a complete analysis of that tax return to help you understand how to help your client diversify or even increase their net worth over time. Is that correct?
Correct. Because what we find with most people, most financial advisors are just looking at the investments. And instead, what Prevus is going to do is look at the entire financial picture.
Do most other firms work with the taxes as much as or the way that you're going to do it?
I don't believe so. Because most of the industry is investments or taxes. And instead, what we're trying to do is bring the whole thing together.
Well, obviously, we have to pay taxes. But the goal of everybody is to pay as little tax as possible. Is that also what you're working with your clients to do, help them reduce the taxes and increase their investments?
Yes. What we find is the biggest pain point for most people is how much they're paying in taxes.
That is definitely a pain point. Do you also have services or companies, vendors you work with to provide the additional services for them to reinvest that money?
Yes. I mean, as part of the company, not only will we do their taxes, but we will have an investment solution for them as well.
Well, you started as a CPA.
Correct.
Was your goal to just do taxes with clients when you were in school and when you were at KPMG?
Initially, it was. Only when I really got into the industry and realized how boring preparing a tax return was, I realized I needed to do something different. And that's when I came over to Kane Waters.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment because, again, your background is CPA, but that's not really what you do now. You have that understanding. You know how to look at taxes. But you are now actually a business developer. You're a salesperson. You're a leader. What did you have to do to develop those skills and move beyond just being a certified public accountant?
It's interesting you ask that. As I look back, I wonder honestly why I went into the accounting field, because it is the other stuff that I enjoy. So really what I enjoy is stepping back and getting away from those details and looking at the broader picture. And I think that is where my best skill set is.
I would think having the background of being a certified public accountant helps knowing that as your base, and you can grow from that. You know what questions to ask. You know what to do with your clients. How about your team? Now, you are a leader. You're a CEO. You apparently have developed your leadership skills over time. What kind of leader are you?
I'm a leader that likes to surround myself with the right people, because I am not as good with the details. So what I need is people around me that can support me in that capacity.
In other words, you want to have people that might know more than you know in certain areas.
Absolutely.
That can help you make those decisions. Now, you're developing Priebus Financial. Are there certain, you mentioned high net worth individuals, you mentioned CEOs. Now, we're in Dallas, Texas. Are you going to primarily focus on Dallas and Texas initially, or are you going to expand nationally?
Initially, we're going to start with Dallas, but I think what will happen is when you help the Dallas executives and you provide value for them, they're going to want you to help their friends and family, and that's how we'll expand nationally.
So obviously, it's all about the referrals. It's doing a good job for one, being referred to somebody else. From what I understand, tax preparers, tax professionals, CPAs, for most clients, are the most trusted person in their life. And you know that. You've been a CPA for a long time. Are these people willing to give you referrals to other people they know, knowing that you know everything about them financially?
Yes, because everything will be kept private. So I think when we do a great job for that person, they're going to want to refer us to their friends and family when they see the level of service that we provide.
Let's talk about that specifically. You mentioned high net worth individuals, CEOs. Could you be more specific? Who would be your ideal client, the perfect client that you could help reduce their taxes and increase their net worth?
I would say anybody making over $500,000 to $1 million a year that has some liquid assets that they can invest. I think the primary thing I see with most people, though, is they make a lot of money and they spend a lot of money. And so what I don't want is for people to think we can't help them if they don't have a lot of assets already.
Then what I heard you say is you want to work with them to develop a plan to allocate that money correctly. So they're spending what they want to spend, but they're also saving and reducing their taxes. Is that correct?
Correct. Because what you see with most of these executives is they're not really worried about saving for retirement because they know they can make so much money, they're investing all the money in their company, but what if that doesn't work out? And so that's where I'm trying to...
We talked about you as a leader. How about your team? Do you have a number of people working with you that can put all this together for the new business that you're bringing in for Priebus Financial?
I do. I have my executive assistant, Rachel Merez. I have an associate planner who is also a CPA, and then I have two partners that are helping me with the marketing end and investments.
We talked a little earlier about you moving from CPA to a business developer and a leader in your company. What is your secret to success? What have you done that's moved you up within the company from being an accountant, a certified accountant, public accountant, all the way to becoming a CEO?
The primary thing that I've done is surround myself with the right people, build the right team, and to bring on great partners.
Well, you've mentioned that before, so obviously it's having that good team that makes a company strong and helps you too. So in addition to having good people, which is to me the primary area, the base, what does it take to be a great leader?
To be a great leader, you also have to invest in yourself, hire coaches, work on your continuing education, listen to your coaches, take the feedback from them, and honestly understand your weaknesses more than your strengths. And once you do that, you can excel.
And obviously you are focusing on those strengths now as you're developing previous financial. Over the years, you've been doing this for about 20 years, almost 20 years in Dallas, Texas. It hasn't been all a bed of roses. Have there been any challenges that you've hit that you had some struggle with initially that you figured out how to overcome?
Yes. The interesting thing was I became a partner in 2008, right about the time of the market crash. So as partners of the firm, that was a difficult period of time for us. We just got announced as partners, and 9 months later, we have the market correction. We survived that, did incredibly well. And then being appointed CEO this year hasn't come without its struggles. So when you replace one of your partners in that role, but overall, it's going very well.
Well, what's the first thing you thought of when you were being appointed CEO? Your life was going to change. Your business life was going to change. What did you have to do once you knew you're going to be running this company as CEO?
I was nervous at first. I've never had that role. And really, the biggest thing was just learning how to delegate more. I like to be in control of everything and understanding I can't control it all on my own.
I can understand that from being a certified public accountant, you'd like to have all that information and control all that too. You're developing previous financial. Any specific obstacles you're going to have to overcome to have the success with that business?
I don't think so. Again, I have the right team in place that can support me, and with that, this company will do incredibly well.
You mentioned coaches that you have that are helping you. Have they helped you develop your style of leadership?
Yes. Prior to being appointed as CEO of Kane Waters, I kept things in, and now I'm more confident in myself and voicing my opinions.
Have there been any specific turning points or one thing you can think of that was a turning point in your career since you left KSU that has helped you become the success you are today?
Yes, the single biggest thing that helped me is in June of 2016, we started working with a business coach who came in and identified the strengths that the different partners had at CWA. And through that process, we did a lot of training, understanding of each other. It was the best thing we ever did in our organization because the partners better understood each other, what we're good at and what we're not good at. And ultimately, that was how I got appointed as CEO.
So apparently what you did, you opened up the lines of communication with this training, and sounds like you've also developed a lot of teamwork as you went through all that.
Correct.
You've had a lot of successes. You've moved up through the organization. If you were talking to somebody that, well, let's say if you're going to give yourself advice 20 years ago or someone that's going to start a business or do what you're doing, what would you tell them to be looking out for or to do to have the success you're having right now?
Hire a coach early on and believe in yourself. Believe in your own strengths. Voice your opinions, but still be considerate of others.
From what I read in your bio initially, you had a number of clients you started working with as you were developing business. Are you still going to be working with your clients as you develop previous financial?
Yes, I am. But the way I'm going to work around that is One of my former employees has come back to the organization, and she's phenomenal. She has 9 years of experience. And as my clients have come through, I keep telling them I have a small surprise for them. And when she walks in, they're thrilled that Jen is back.
That'll be the surprise that you can offer them. So you really are wearing two hats. You're running the organization. You're also developing the business for your new company, too. As you've looked at your business, because you work with clients to help them prepare their future financially, where do you see Previous Financial 2, 5, 10 years from now? Will it be a slow growth? Will it be a quicker growth? How do you see that transforming?
I think it's going to be a slower growth. My partners and I have discussed this at length, and we need to make sure that we don't make any mistakes. So we want to take it slowly. We want to do it the right way and get the right people, the right clients in place.
Will you have to add more people to your team?
Yes, and we are already in the process of that.
When I think of your team, obviously business development is a big part, especially when you're developing a new company too. Will you hire more people that will go out and actually call on potential clients?
Actually, I don't think I'm going to have to do that because of the two business partners that I have. They are really my marketing guys.
You have been a success at doing this, and we talked about you being a getting your BS and MS from Kansas State University. You had other jobs prior to going to KPMG. What was the first job you had?
Well, I grew up in a very small town in Kansas, so we didn't have a lot of job opportunities. So I worked in a grain elevator in White City, Kansas.
That's interesting. What did you do at the grain elevator?
As the wheat trucks came in, I was the person that stood at the counter and weighed the trucks.
For most people who have not been into the Midwest, in almost any tiny city, there is a grain elevator, and I guess someone has to do that.
That's correct.
Did you realize quickly that that was not going to be your future?
Yes, I think some of that could have molded me into the person that I am today.
What was your impetus for studying accounting and becoming a CPA initially?
I was good at it, and I thought I wanted to be a CPA because I liked it. I do like the tax research. I like helping people out. What I realized quickly is I did not like sitting behind a desk and just doing a tax return.
And you did that at KPMG, correct?
I did that at KPMG for 3 years. Then I went to Tenet Healthcare, which is here in Dallas. I was there for about 6 months and quickly realized I could not do it. And then that is when my partners here at CWA reached out to me.
So they were the ones that you're indebted to for what you're doing right now that helped you get to where you are. Should someone want to find out more about this, where would they go? Where would they find information about Previous Financial?
Right now, the best way to contact us is via my email. My email is tgast, G-A-S-T, at PrevisFinancial.com. You could also contact us via phone. My executive assistant is Rachel Marez. Her direct line is 972-764-6020, or you can always reach me on my cell, 214-725-6956.
Well, if you're giving your cell number up, you are serious about working with people, letting them know that you're available to them all the time.
Yes, I am.
Teresa, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. It's obvious that you've gone through a lot to move up to where you are, and now you're taking your whole business and your life to that next level by developing Previous Financial. Congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Well, you're definitely a playmaker. A playmaker is somebody that makes things happen. And that's obviously what you've done. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Teresa Gass. Teresa is CEO of Previous Financial. Thank you very much for listening to us and joining us at Playmakers Talk Show. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.